How are we doing, guys?
Josh,
hey,
how are
Josh,
you?
How are you?
Doing good.
Well, I guess we'll just jump right in with this defense. Number one in pretty much everything. Bill addressed it a little bit. How much of a challenge is it this week just trying to figure out what areas you can exploit, if there are any?
It's a huge challenge. Obviously, there's not a lot of weaknesses. There really aren't any. It's a team that really the scheme itself has, been in place for a long time, a number of years, and it's been a lot of the players in that scheme for a long time. So they really know how to play the defense. They execute it extremely well, and they're very physical. They pressure you. They cover well. They try to force you into turnovers and negative plays. And, they got a number of very, very good players. So, the challenge is to try to find ways to move the ball against them and eliminate, all the negative plays that they cause to disrupt you and get you in those long yardage situations. And then it's really hard to convert and stay on the field.
What are the hallmarks of the Dick LeBeau zone blitzing scheme in your mind?
Well, the one thing is that whenever they blitz, they have good blitzers. I mean, that they don't. It's not like they, it's not like they change all their blitzes every week. They run a lot of the same blitzes, over and over, and they have people that can. Even if you have a guy there assigned to block, the guy that's actually coming, you have to stand in there and block him. It's not just, they're not going to stop. They run through you. They run around you. They got a number of different, linebackers that make multiple moves. They got secondary players like Polamalu that, come from the outside, come from the inside. And it's not just about identifying who's coming. It's about actually sustaining your protection because, they get a number of sacks when you actually have enough people to block them, but you just can't block them long enough. So the way they rush, how physical they are, the speed with which they do it are all hallmarks of what they do, and, it's why they're so good at it.
On the flip side, Josh, the offensive line for the Patriots, how did you feel that group performed in pass protection against the Dolphins?
Well, we did a decent job. I think that's an area that we're improving at or trying to improve at constantly throughout the course of this season. We emptied out the backfield a number of times on Sunday, and when you do that, there's five guys in there to block, the four or five that are coming, and they really got to do a great job of identifying the fronts and who the blitzers are or who the rushers are going to be, and they gave us plenty of time to throw. And Matt had time to look and oftentimes go from one to first read to the second read, and then at times even further than that. So, it's not perfect, never is, but I think that that group on the whole did a pretty good job for, I think we had 45, 46 pass attempts and didn't allow too much pressure on them. So anytime you can do that, that says a lot about the guys that are up front and what they're doing and how they're performing on a weekly basis.
And just going back to one play in the game, Matt Castle's touchdown run at the start of the second quarter, was that a designed run?
It was.
Why are you laughing?
We have multiple options on most plays, and they gave us a particular look where it was a good decision to go ahead and do that, and so Matt made the smart play there. They were in a coverage mode on the play, and really trying to make sure that the receivers were covered, and we were an empty backfield, obviously, and most of their attention was being paid to the receivers. So could have went either way, and he made a good choice on it, and scored.
You laughed when I asked the question. Just curious what.
No, he's done it a number of times during the course of the season, on his own, and has had some good results with running with the football, and that one actually paid off for 7 points. So,
Josh, how about Matt made some nice throws when on the move in the game. Just one in the second quarter comes to mind to Gaffney. I think there was another one in the first quarter, maybe early in the game, to Welker along your sideline there. What is it about a quarterback that's able to deliver the ball accurately on the move? I mean, how can you, one, talk about Matt's, I guess, growth in that area and sort of the important parts that you need to have to do that?
you know, Matt's doing a good job of not necessarily escaping the pocket, but, you know, at times, you know, maybe it's a step or two in one direction or another to avoid a rush, and he's improving in that area. Then there are certain times where it's required of you to leave the pocket because the protection or the rush, you know, forces you to do that. And so I think, first of all, recognizing when it's time to leave and when it's not necessary is an important factor in that. And then the second thing is, you know, when you're moving out of the pocket, you know, your mechanics can't change all that much. You know, you have to still try to have some of the base fundamentals that you use when you're in the pocket. You still have to have those, you know, when you're out of the pocket, you know, with your shoulders being square and, you know, two hands on the ball and finishing your throws. And we work on that every week, and he's doing better at that. And he definitely made some big important plays when he was moving around in the pocket or out of the pocket on Sunday.
Josh, how patient are you guys going to have to be against a defense that I think leads the league in fewest passes of 40-plus yards and fewest passes of 20-plus yards? How patient are you going to have to be against a defense like that?
You know, I mean, they lead the league in almost every category. I mean, you know, most of the top categories, they're at the top of the league. I mean, that's why they're, you know, rated as the number one defense in the league, and they do a number of things very well. So not only patience, but, you know, execution in every phase of our game, taking care of the ball. You know, you got to take your opportunities when they give them to you, whatever that may be, you know, whether that means to run the ball or to throw it short or throw it in an intermediate area or even at times, you know, take an opportunity to go down the field. But, you know, they're very sound in what they do, so you have to be just as sound offensively when you play against them, or else you end up making mistakes, and that's what they're capitalizing on, a lot of those, and you have to avoid those situations. So you have to make the most of your opportunities when you get them.
In Ike Taylor, they have a guy who could follow Randy around. Do they single up receivers outside a lot, or is there safety help, or how do they approach that?
They play a lot of different coverage schemes. They'll play with some single safety and let the corners, you know, for the most part, play one-on-one on the outside with the receivers. And then they also will roll over the top of, you know, one or both receivers at the same time. So, you know, you just got to do a great job of of reading the coverage once the ball is snapped and identifying, you know, where you need to go with the football. And there's going to be times where they want you to go outside with it because they're trying to take some things away inside, and you got to make them, you know, make those situations positive for you. And there's other times where they're going to try to take away those outside, you know, throws, and you know, you got to do a good job of reading everything after the snap, because the safeties do a great job of trying to disguise and hold their rotation until the ball snaps.
When they are single safety high, how often is that guy Polamalu, and does his range sort of almost make it like there's more than one safety back there, if that makes sense?
He's back there at times. He's down plenty near the line of scrimmage, but he's also in the deep part of the field. So you can't ever necessarily count on one or the other. But he's a great player. I mean, he's got great range. Extremely good instincts, and really reads the quarterback well. So, you know, he makes a lot of plays that maybe some other players might not get to or might not be as close to making, because how well he reads the pattern or the, you know, the play itself, and then he gets to the area where he thinks the ball is going to, and he's there to capitalize on those opportunities if he's read the play right. And a lot of times he does. Got great instincts, a great player, and he certainly has great speed.
after what happened Sunday, is there any chance Randy sees single coverage?
We played this team last year, and their scheme for the most part is the same, and they did a decent job of single covering him when they chose to do that last year. They're going to play their defense. I mean, they're number one in the league in defense, so I don't think they're going to change, necessarily what they do or how they want to attack us, just because, they were fairly willing to do some of those things last year. They've done it to very good receivers this year. They've played that way against a number of different good receivers that they've played this year. So we'll see what they do or how they choose to play us, but I would expect them to play their defense because they're very good doing it. And as we've mentioned a number of times, why change when you got something really good going?
Late in the first quarter on Sunday, you guys had Slater out on the field as a receiver, Josh. Are you guys integrating him a little bit more into the offensive mix? I know it was only one play.
Mm-hmm. Matt and all the rest of the receivers, for that matter, take repetitions during the course of the week, and they're all ready to play. So, Aiken played a number of snaps. Slater played, I know, the one snap. But, they're all ready to go, and at times you may end up needing to sub people in and out because of a play that just happened. Somebody runs a longer pattern, so you send in a fresher receiver at times. So, Slate works hard. He's getting better every week, and we don't mind having him in the game, and that was just one play, one shot of evidence of it. But you could see him, starting to get mixed in there a little bit here. We don't have any fear in playing any of those guys. They're all productive players, and they work really hard during practice.
Final question, guys.
Just sort of a technical one, Josh. When you guys are in three receivers, a lot of times Watson would be the tight end in that package. Just what is it about his game or his skill set that you like him when in that package?
Ben gives us a lot of things. He's done a good job in terms of his run blocking in that offensive grouping. The week before where they doubled a lot of the receivers, he caught a number of balls and was open and has the ability to do that on a consistent basis. So, he's been a decent run blocker on that edge and has improved in his protection. And feel like he gives us the a solid presence there on the edge. And he's been here for a number of years and knows what to do. And, not that David doesn't, and David's been in the game also in certain situations, but Ben's that guy most of the time when we're in those three receiver sets.
Just one last one, Josh. I'm wondering when you guys are going to stop Baby and Matt and let them throw for 500 yards.
Hey, whatever works, whatever's the best way to try to win, that's what we're all for. So. We're trying to figure that out right now for Pittsburgh.
Loosen the reins a little.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks guys.
Hey,
thanks, Josh.
Thank you.